Penguin Audio presents Forcing the Spring, Inside the Fight for Marriage Equality by Joe Becker, read by Jamie Lenhart. The nature of injustice is that you can't see it in your own times. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Section 1. Chapter 1. The Pact. This is how a revolution begins. It begins when someone grows tired of standing idly by, waiting for history's arc to bend toward justice, and instead decides to give it a swift shove. It begins when a black seamstress named Rosa Parks refuses to give up her seat on a bus to a white man in the segregated South. And in this story, it begins with a handsome, bespectacled 35-year-old political consultant named Chad Griffin in a spacious suite at the Westin St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco on election night 2008. It was hours before the final votes were counted, but already Chad knew he was about to experience the most bittersweet election of his life. On the suite's large television screen, he watched as Barack Obama stepped onto the stage in Grant Park, Chicago, and into his place in history as the first African-American elected President of the United States. If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, the President-elect boomed to the electrified crowd. Who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer. Outside the hotel on the street, a crowd chanted the Obama mantra, "Yes, we can!" Chad wanted to celebrate, too. He had been working in Democratic politics since he was 19 years old. Inspired by that.